morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be lumber one.
Penny Reed is the vice president of the board of the Fish Food Pantry. Penny, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on to talk about fish. I know for every kind of nonprofit organization, like everything else, it's been a very challenging year. How's fish doing?
Fish is doing great. You know, it's been able to remain open to serve clients through COVID and through the wildfires. We have wonderful volunteers, and we're here Monday and Wednesday afternoon and Thursday and Friday morning.
So explain, if people aren't familiar with it, exactly what is a fish food pantry?
It's a pantry that gives food to anyone who's experiencing food insecurity of any kind. And there is an intake questionnaire, but if you're having any problems, just come on in and we'll help you through the process.
So how long have you been involved?
About 10 years.
And what motivated you to get involved with fish?
Well, it's something I always wanted to do and thought I didn't have enough time. And when I retired, that's the first place I went and got involved. And I love fish. It's a wonderful organization. And we have an affiliate called the Roseburg Food Project, which is an arm of fish that collects food from people with giving them a green bag, and they fill it, and we collect it every 2 months. And that's been a wonderful experience, too.
And it sounds like that's been very successful at bringing in kind of a consistent amount of food.
Absolutely. It's given us a stability that's been wonderful, because before that, there were times when we didn't have enough of different things that we wanted to give out, and we worried about it. And this has just given us a broad range of foods to give out. It's wonderful.
Now, I know there's also been kind of a fundraiser lately to help support fish from the business community. Tell us about that.
It has. Well, the one I want to talk about is from Coastal Store. And Coastal is an Oregon company based in Albany. They have 19 stores throughout Oregon. And they have a goal that no one goes hungry in a community where there's a Coastal Store. So they've done an annual fundraiser with us for the last couple years, and this one was in November, and they offered to match up to $1,000 for donations. Well, we received over $2,000 in donations, and the exciting thing was that much of it was from first-time donors who had never supported fish before. So we've been really thrilled with this.
Wow. So giving you new connections to folks and additional financial help obviously is always helpful.
Oh, it is. It's been a phenomenal success. And because of that, Coastal's offered to do it again in December. So we're really excited about that. They will match another $1,000 of donations. So we're going to do this through December 31st. And anyone who donates, they can go to the Coastal store and leave a check for fish, and it'll get to us. Or they can go online to fishofroseburg.org and donate through our website, and we will notice that it's a new donor, or they can put, there's a place, it's sometimes hidden, but they could say it would be for the match for Coastal. But we'll figure it out.
Wow. Well, obviously additional help is good. What have you felt like the need for food, has it gone up this year? Has it been about the same?
It's been about the same. You know, we've been lucky. We've seen things from all over the country where there's thousands of cars lined up trying to get food from food banks. And that's not been true here. We've been able to meet the need. And part of it is because we have such tremendous support from the community.
Now, give folks the days and the hours that you're open again.
We are open Monday and Wednesday afternoon from 1:30 to 3:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 9:30 to 11:30.
And again, if people want to get tied in through this Coastal offer and help out fish, remind them how to do that again.
Right. They could take a check made out to fish and leave it at the Coastal store, which is at 782 Northeast Garden Valley. Or they could bring it by the fish pantry when we're open. But, you know, we're trying to minimize contact and have social distancing. So they can go online to the fish website. It's fishofroseburg.org.
So what is your favorite thing about being a volunteer and being on the board with fish?
Well, I love the contact with the clients. And, of course, that's been hard now because we're social distancing. So I'm missing a lot of that. But it's just an exciting organization to be involved with. You know, we're all volunteers, so almost every dollar, about 85 to 90% of every dollar donated goes directly to food for the clients. And so that's fun to work with. And through the Roseburg Food Project, I've met so many people. We have about 800 food donors in this community that every 2 months fill a green bag and put it out for a neighborhood coordinator to collect. And that support has just been wonderful. It's just so exciting.
Wow. If people want to find out more about FISH, is your website?
There is. It's fishofroseburg.org. And generally, if they just start typing in FISH in their browser, they're going to get to it. It's FISH of Roseburg.
All right,
our formal name.
Penny Reed, Vice President of the Board. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying, we have two Facebook pages, too. They can like the Fish of Roseburg Facebook page or the Roseburg Food Project Facebook page. And we try to get some things out every couple weeks on those.
All right, perfect. Penny Reed, Vice President of the Board of Fish. Penny, thanks for being on this morning.
Oh, thank you.
8:37 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.